जय राधा रस बिहारी राधा रस बिहारी राधे जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण भक्त हनुमान सीताराम लक्ष्मण भक्त हनुमान जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासुदेव गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय श्री श्री राधा राजगिरी ललित विशाखा देवी की जय श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जी की जय श्री श्री गौनिताय की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवति नैष्ठिकी सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 17 सॉरी टेक्स्ट चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 17 सो आई रीड जस्ट द प्रीवियस वर्स 16 Because it has no purport. Maitri Ubacha Kshamapyaivam Sa Midhvam Swam Brahmana Chanumantritaha Karma Santa Nayayam Karma Santa Nayam Aso सुपाध्यार ऋतिक अधिभि द ग्रेट सेज मैत्रेय सेज जस्ट बीइंग पार्डन्ड बाय लॉर्ड शिव किंग दक्ष विद द परमिशन ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा अगेन बिगन द परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ द यज्ञ अलोंग विद द ग्रेट लर्नेड सेजेस द प्रीस्ट्स एंड अदर्स टेक्स्ट 17 वैष्णवम् यज्ञ संतत्वै त्रिकपालम् द्विजोत्तमः पुरोडाशम् নিরবাপন বীর সংসর্গ শুদ্ধয়ে বৈষ্ণবম যজ্ঞ সন্তত্তয়ে ত্রিকপালম দ্বিজোত্তমঃ পুরোডাশম নিরবাপন বীর সংসর্গ শুদ্ধয়ে বৈষ্ণবম যজ্ঞ সন্তত্তয়ে ত্রিকপালম দ্বিজোত্তমঃ পুরোডাশম নিরবাপন বীর সংসর্গ শুদ্ধয়ে। বৈষ্ণবম যজ্ঞ সন্তত্তয়ে ত্রিকপালম দ্বিজোত্তমঃ পুরোডাশম নিরবাপন বীর সংসর্গ শুদ্ধয়ে। মাতাজি, বৈষ্ণবম যজ্ঞ সন্তত্তয়ে ত্রিকপালম দ্বিজোত্তমঃ পুরোডাশম নিরবাপন বীর সংসর্গ শুদ্ধয়ে। ওয়ার্ড ফর ওয়ার্ড, বৈষ্ণবম মেন ফর লর্ড বিষ্ণু অর হিজ ডিভোটিজ, যজ্ঞ স্যাক্রিফাইস, সন্তত্তয়ে for performances, trikapalam, three kinds of offerings, dija uttamaha, the best of the brahmanas, purodasham, the oblation called Purodasha. Niravapan offered Veera, Birabhadra and other followers of Lord Shiva. Sangsarga, contamination, dosha, due to his touching. Shuddhaye, for purification. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Translation, thereafter, in order to resume the activities of sacrifice, the brahmanas first arranged to purify the sacrificial arena of the contamination caused by the touch of Birabhadra and the other ghostly followers of Lord Shiva. Then they arranged to offer into the fire of oblations known as Purodasha. Please repeat after me. Thereafter, in order to resume the activities of sacrifice, the brahmanas first arranged to purify the sacrificial arena of the contamination caused by the touch of Birabhadra and other ghostly followers of Lord Shiva. Then they arranged to offer into the fire the oblations known as Purodasha. Purport. Lord Shiva's followers and devotees headed by Birabhadra are known as Biras, and they are ghostly demons. Not only did they pollute the entire sacrificial arena by their very presence, but they disturbed the whole situation by passing stool and urine. Therefore, the infection they had created was to be first purified by the method of offering Purodasha oblations. A Vishnu Jagya or an offering to Lord Vishnu cannot be performed uncleanly. To offer anything in an unclean state is called a Seva Parad. The worship of the Vishnu deity in the temple is also Vishnu Jagya. In all Vishnu temples, therefore, the priest who takes care of the Archana Vidhi must be very clean. Everything should be always kept neat and clean, and the foodstuffs should be prepared in a neat and clean manner. All these regulative principles are described in the Nectar of Devotion. There are 32 kinds of offenses in discharging Archana service. It is required, therefore, that one be extremely careful not to be unclean. Generally, whenever any ritualistic ceremony is begun, the holy name of Lord Vishnu is first chanted in order to purify the situation. Whether one is in a pure or impure condition, internally or externally, if one chants or even remembers the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, one immediately becomes purified. The Jagya arena was discreted by the presence of Lord Shiva's followers, headed by Virabhadra, and therefore the entire arena had to be sanctified. Although Lord Shiva was present and he is all auspicious, it was still necessary to sanctify the place because his followers had broken into the arena and committed so many obnoxious acts. That sanctification was possible only by chanting the holy name of Vishnu. Three Kapala, which can sanctify the three worlds. In other words, it is admitted herein that the followers of Lord Shiva are generally unclean. They are not even very hygienic. They do not take baths regularly. They wear long hair and they smoke ganja. Persons of such irregular habits are counted amongst the ghosts. Since they were present in the sacrificial arena, the atmosphere became polluted and it had to be sanctified by three Kapala oblations, which indicated the invocation of Vishnu's favor. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devam গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পাশ্চাত্য দেশতারিণে বাঞ্ছাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপা সিন্ধুভ্য এব চ পতিতানাম পাবনেভ্য বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ। জয় শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসাদি গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ। হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে। বৈষ্ণবম যজ্ঞ সন্তত্বই ত্রিকপালম দ্বিজোত্তমঃ পুরোডাশম নিরবপন বীর সংসর্গ শুদ্ধয়ে। দেয়ার আফটার, ইন অর্ডার টু রিজিউম দ্য অ্যাক্টিভিটিস অফ স্যাক্রিফাইস, দ্য ব্রাহ্মণাস ফার্স্ট অ্যারেঞ্জ টু পিউরিফাই দ্য স্যাক্রিফিশিয়াল অ্যারেনা অফ দি কন্টামিনেশন কজড বাই দি টাচ অফ বীরভদ্র অ্যান্ড আদার ফলোয়ার্স অফ লর্ড শিবা। দেন দে অ্যারেঞ্জ টু অফার ইন টু দ্য ফায়ার অফ ওবলেশনস সরি দেন দে অ্যারেঞ্জ টু অফার ইন টু দ্য ফায়ার দ্য ওবলেশনস নোন অ্যাজ পুরোডাশ। So now the situation is being peaceful by the presence of Lord Shiva, and Daksha, being pardoned by him, again started the completely scattered sacrifice to resume. So Prabhupada said that before any Vishnu Jagya or any worship of Vishnu, the invocation of auspiciousness is being followed. Like we chant, Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahano Bhunaktu, Sahavirjam Karovavahai, Tejas Sinabadhi Tamastu Ma Vidishavahai, Om Shantis, Shantis, Shantihi. So that way, they are chanting the mantras from Yajurveda. And now they are going to start again the Jagya to be finished. And Prabhupada is emphasizing on Vishnu Jagya or deity worship in the temple, because it is one kind of Jagya. And he is just stressing in one point again and again, cleanliness, Shaucha. So in second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami told Parikshit Maharaj that Anudinam, gradually, day by day, this austerity, cleanliness, truthfulness and mercy will be gradually diminishing. And now we can see that as Kali is progressing, day by day, the cleanliness, austerity, truthfulness and mercy are diminishing. So those who are on the path of devotional service, at least they have to follow the Smriti, Shruti, Puran. Because Rupa Goswami said, even though you do the bhakti very appreciative, but if you are not following Shruti, Smriti, Puran, Pancharatra, it is only disturbance in the society. So Prabhupada created the society internationally to establish the regulatory principles thoroughly. If you go for Parikrama in India, all the holy places, besides ISKCON temples, all the temple worship are being now diminishing. And principles are completely, besides some prominent temples, the worship, the standard of worship are very, very much low. You can see sometimes you go to Vrindavan, the deities are being covered by 1 inch dust and no change of cloth. Ye vigraha ko Mirabai seva karti thi. After Mirabai, seva stopped. But Prabhupada said, he is quoting Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, The third verse of Shikshashtakam, sorry, Gurvashtakam. Shri Vigraha Aradhana Nitya Nana. So Nitya means every day. Prabhupada said in the temple there should be at least 5 times Aratis. At least 5 times. And Iskanda Puran gives a long list what happens when you do arati. What is the benefit of being, you know, stood up in front of the Lord when arati is going on. So whatever items, ingredients are being offered to the deity in every archana, so all are auspicious items. Offering incense, offering lamp, offering water, offering chamara, everything, all are auspicious. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he came to distribute the holy name of the Lord and he was practicing chanting and chanting, he glorified Haridas Thakur for only chanting. But he told Sanatan Goswami, you write some books on achar, some behavior. Then he wrote Vaishnava Smriti, Hari Bhakti Vilas. And he also taught for 10 days in Allahabad, Dasashwamedh Ghat, Rupa Goswami. There also he said, write, you know, particular on the subject matters. So these two brothers and another brother, Jiva Goswami, they wrote volumes and volumes of books on Vaishnava Siddhanta. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he first was talking to Sanatan Goswami about the Srimad Bhagavatam's Atmaram verse, 61 explanations. Then he just folded his hand in front of Mahaprabhu and he said, you are Ishwar, you are the Supreme Lord, and only you can, you know, make everything possible. But by your mercy, I could understand the different angles of, you know, the Siddhanta. Then he said, Eimato kohilu eshloker bakkhan, batuler purab kori ke kore praman. I am being mad by your mercy. And in madness, I have explained the different points on the Atmaram verse. And then he said, Prabhu Agad Dila Vaishnav Smriti Koribare. My Lord, you are telling me to write on Vaishnav Smriti the Sanskar, the reformatory processes. But Mui Nicho Jati, I am actually low born, born in low family. Kichu na jani achar. I don't know about any good etiquette. Mohite kiche hoy smriti parochar. How you can engage me in writing something on Vaishnava etiquette? Sutra kori disha kori karo upadesh. You can give me some synopsis so I can get the idea. So Mahaprabhu, he started to instruct Sanatan Goswami. And he started with Guru Lakshan, Shishya Lakshan, and Dohar Parikshan. Shebhya Bhagavan, Sarva Mantra Vicharan. He said, you write on how spiritual master can be judged, how disciples can be judged, how Mantra Siddhi can be judged, and mantra vicharan, what is the effect of the chanting of different mantras, and diksha, mantra adhikari. Mantra adhikari means who is eligible to chant the mantra. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he writes the 26 divisions of different mantras, siddhya, siddha siddhya, Siddhi, Asiddhi, so many.
But Prabhupada said that one who chants holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, for them they don't need to consider all these 26 divisions of different siddhis of mantras or chanting of the mantras. So mantra adhikari, the candidate who is, eligible to chant the mantra, mantra siddhati shodhan, and to purify the mantras or purify the situation, vastu siddhi, shuddhi, asana shuddhi, atma shuddhi, so many shuddhis are there. So this is called shodhan, diksha pratosmriti kritya. So first is diksha. After diksha, what starts? Pratosmriti kritya. Pratosmriti kritya means the daily morning work. And he is starting with shaucha achaman. Shaucha means cleanliness. Achaman, after you take bath, then you do tilaka, put in clean cloth, not given to the laundry, you wash yourself. Laundry cloth is not pure, it is clean. It's not clean even, only you see the iron. Chak chak. It is only outside chak chak. It's dirty. Because Bombay there is a scarcity of water. And this washerman has no pure water. Early morning, 4 o'clock, they don't take bath. Nobody. And they're cleaning your cloth. And all the Bombay's dirty people's cloth is dumped with your cloth. And jig, 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 bus. And then put some dirty place. It's crow is passing stool and it is already dirty. And then iron in the morning, you are bringing, oh, nice cloth. Going for life membership, preaching, oh, ISKCON Brahmachari. It's completely dirty. Wash your own cloth. Prabhupada said, Brahmachari's first duty is to wash his own cloth. So, he's saying, shaucha, taking shower early in the morning, whether it is in Vrindavan -2 or 0 degree, or in Bombay, very good weather. One has to take shower. I heard this morning one brahmachari came without taking bath. And many times they come like this. This is completely nonsense. You cannot do devotional service in other places, in so many awkward situations, and Bombay is so nice. Weather is so nice. Not too cold, you don't need geyser water in Bombay. And sometimes they use one cloth 3 days. Ek jori dhoti aur kurta 3 din. Is not good. So lazy brahmachari has no service and he is not washing his cloth every day. You clean your cloth every day. You are so busy than president. And achaman, one should do achaman. See, this Jada Bharat, he was acting like a dumb, and his father was trying to teach him how to do achaman. But he was not interested. He was not doing. His father was very angry. Why this rascal boy born in Brahmin family, he is not doing achaman? All the time he is meditating on Krishna, Shiva is all the time meditating. When you see externally, कंकाल के हार पहने हुए है, आधा नंगा है, उस शशान का भस्म लगाया. That's external vision. That's why Bhakti Sadhan Sarita Thakur said, don't go to see Bangshidas Babaji. He warned his disciples, don't go to Bangshidas Babaji, because he was acting abnormal way. So one has to see, but the Jada Bharat, he was not doing achaman. The achaman is so important, especially for the devotees going for deity worship. Then he said, Danto Dhavan. Mahaprabhu is coming to give you Prema Bhakti, the topmost lovable object in Golok. Why he has to tell you Danto Dhavan? Because he knew Kali Yuga people will be not even brushing his teeth. So starting with Danta Dhavan. Snan. Sandhadi Bandhan. Bandhan is prayer and Sandhadi, Gayatri, three times a day. Guru Seva, serving to the spiritual martyr, spiritual master. Urdhva Pundra Chakradi Dharan, putting tilak in 12 places of the body, not 13 places. I see many devotees having 13 tilak here. There is no tilaka. The Dadas tilaka. There is no tilaka. He said, Tat prakshalana toyam tu ante vasudevaya murdhani. You take enough tilak to put only 12 places. Not you take this much tilak and every day same place, you make so dirty the place. Or everybody should have individual tilak, little achaman cup, little tilaka, and your small cloth too. Don't use gamsa to wipe your tilak in the, you know, middle. No gamsa. That gamsa you are wiping your whole body and taking to the toilet. This is Urdhapun. Don't use gamsa. So, the mantra said, Tat prakshalana toyam. After washing your left, the little, you know, remained water, you don't throw it. Ante vasudevaya murdhani. There is no tilaka. So, tilak dharan and Vishnu chakradi dharan. Sri Vaishnavas, they do karna bhed. This is one kind of tapa. And not tattoo. Tattoo is not Vaishnava behavior. You put, really that's called tapa, with the copper, there's a Shankar Chakra Gada Padma in Sri Vaishnava, they put, you know, Sivatula. They use all this Vishnu Chakradi Dharan. So there's Vaishnava. Gopi Chandan Mala Dhriti. Gopi Chandan, that's Tilaka, Mala Dhriti. And you accept Nirmala as Krishna's mercy. So Mala Dharan. And Tulasi Aharan. Collect Tulasi leaves for deity worship. Don't go to Tulasi and just pluck like Palang Shak or other Shak. It's not some Shak tree or plant. It's Tulasi. There is a mantra for getting prior, you know, permission to allow the person going to pluck Tulasi, and then after plucking, again you pay obeisances. This is a mantra. For Vishnu's worship, I have, you know, disturbed you, please forgive me. And not that, you know, one girl from South Africa, 2 years back I was staying in Nityananda Kutir during Mayapur Parikrama. Me and Adarsh Mohan and another devotee. And one girl, every day I used to see in the morning, she used to pluck Tulasi for her Gornita's worship with shoes on. So first day I didn't tell anything, I was, you know, getting irritated. The next day, second day I told, hey Mataji, don't pluck Tulasi with the shoe when you're having, you know, shoes. You know, Jai Shri Shri Gornita, Shri Shri Radharaj Bihari, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. You just leave your shoes then. She was not saying anything. Then again I said, just keep your shoes out. And she said, what? You are my spiritual master? You are my authority? You stupid brahmachari. You're just trying to find some way to talk to the Matajis. I said, should I stop you plucking Tulasi? Yeah, go ahead, go ahead. Then immediately I went to the person who actually taking care of Tulasi, and from next day stopped. Because you are not allowed to pluck Tulasi for your individual use in the, when you are in Mayapur, because that is for Radha Madhava. So they need a lot of Tulasis. And like that. So, this is not the way you do Tulasi Aharan. And Vastra Pitha Griha Sangaskar. Vastra means your cloth. Cloth should be very clean. Like this pujari's place, they wash cloth and hang outside, and all these bhangis are going to clean the toilet and they are all touching. It's getting muchi. All the bhangis cleaning toilet and they are touching pujari's cloth. Pujari should put their cloth where nobody goes daytime, and then take out in the evening. They can put there up. Nobody goes there. And then Pitha, the altar, should be cleaned. Griha, our ashram, it should be cleaned. Sanskar. Krishna Prabodhan, and invoking Krishna's prayers, I mean the mercy. Pancha Shorasha Panchashat Upachare Archan. Pancha, 5, Shorasha, 16, Panchashat, 50, and Upachar means articles. One should worship Krishna offering 5 or 16 or 50 ingredients every day. So 50 is not available every day. Prabhupada said 64 should be available specially on occasional day, like Janmashtami, Ram Navami, Nisheng Chaturdashi, Gaur Purnima. And Prabhupada said if it is some places it is not possible, like, you know, you don't get immediately 64 items. So he said previous day you should be ready. Get all the 64 items. And he gives a huge list in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There, you know, like the whole 64 items he mentions one should offer on festival days. And Shorashupachar you do every day. Mostly you do by mantra, water. Idam asanam, idam madhuparka, idam this, all water. But there should be madhuparka, there should be panchamrita, there should be panchagaiva, there should be all the items details. Janivashpuga every day they do 16 upacharas. But where there is no, and ISKCON standard means you have to follow time. Mantra and upachara is not given lot of value. Time. 7:15 you have to open the door. So pujari cannot chant all the mantras. Pujari cannot do very nicely all these things. Otherwise it will take 2-3 hours. So, but Prabhupada said, I am expanding my mission very much, and I am afraid that it will be diluted. The principles will be diluted. He said, when you just go on adding water into the milk, after some time it is no more milk. It is just water. So Prabhu, we have to see time, we have to see time. Prabhu, you have to, you know ISKCON standard. And all these things, excuses, you can give. But as much you can do, you should do. As much it is possible to do, we should. Otherwise, slowly, slowly, gradually, the standard gets, diluted. Then he said panchakal puja arati, at least 5 times there should be arati in the temple, five times bhoga offering and 5 times arati. Panchakal puja arati, Krishna bhojana shayan, and Srimurti lakshan or shalogram lakshan, one should see darshan of shalogram and Srimurti, especially Radha Krishna. Krishna Khetra Jatra, one should go to the holy places and other, you know, tirthas where Lord had his pastimes. Krishna Murti Darshan, and see the deities in the temples. Nama Mahima, Nama Pura Dure Varjan, one should consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and Nama Pura Dure Varjan, one should try to avoid the Nama Paradas. Cast aside. Vaishnava Lakhan Shevaparat Khandan. What is the Vaishnava Lakshan? The behavior characteristics of the Vaishnavas. So one should try to imbibe all the qualities slowly, slowly. And Shevaparat Khandan. Shevaparat means mostly pertaining to the deity worship. There are 4 kinds of Shevaparadas. Prabhupada says that By definition, seva aparad is always related to the deity worship. The four classifications of offenses in deity worship are those pertaining to persons engaged in deity worship, so with the pujaris, those pertaining to the installation of deities. So when we do puja, the vigraha sthapan, that time, and those pertaining to persons taking darshana of the deity in the temple. The darshanarthi aa raha hai, wo log bhi aparad kar rahe hai. And those that generally apply to all cases, to everybody. So four kinds of different ways there are seva aparad. And shankha jal gandha pushpa dhupadi lakhan. So one has to see that all the paraphernalia ingredients are placed on the arthi plate. Japa, stuti, parikrama, dandavat, bandhan. Then chanting, not only doing worship, but in the mind, chanting different mantras, chanting holy name. Stuti should be going on. Chinda, mani, prakash, sadmasu, or chant purusha shukta, mantra pushpaka, mantra panchaka, vigyapti panchaka. So many things are there. One can just in the mind chant. Parikrama, doing parikrama, tulasi, temple or dham, dandavat, bandhan. And when you come to the temple, immediately do dandavat and bandhan, offering prayers. Purascharana vidhi. Purascharana vidhi means before coming to the temple or before getting initiated, you should have some preliminary purificatory process. That's called purascharja. Like Sanatana Goswami, before meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he called some brahmanas to do the purascharana vidhi, the pradiksha process. And Krishna Prasad Bhajan, that we know very much. Anibedita tyag. Anibedita tyag means don't eat the foodstuff which is being not offered to the Lord. Anibedita tyag, Vaishnav Nindadi Bhajan. And avoiding criticizing the Vaishnavas. Sadhu lakhan, sadhu sangha, sadhu sevan. You should judge the sadhus. Not everybody is sitting here, and Bhima Prabhu is sitting next to me, so I am on the platform of Bhima Prabhu because he also sitting next to me. No, sadhu lakshan. You see the character of the sadhus. And sadhu sangha. Because somebody may appear like sadhu, and you are doing sangha, but you should be doing asadhu sangha. So sadhu lakshan, then sadhu sangha, then sadhu sevan. And Rupa Goswami that vividly describes in Nectar Vibhishan how you should see the sadhus, how you should do the sangha, and how you should serve. Asat sangha tag, Sri Bhagavat Shravan. Asat sangha tag, giving up the unnecessary association, or which is actually depriving us from devotional service. When somebody comes from outside, you don't take association. Kya chal raha hai? Kya padhai kar rahe ho? You ask that, that's okay. But you know, oh, I am doing now MBA in London, and I am doing business in Dubai. I am doing this, so I'm. No, he's earning a lot of money. I'm nothing getting here. What is my future? So, you try to meditate on developing your material desires. So, when you're speaking to somebody from outside to preach him, to bring him to Krishna consciousness, you be very careful. Asat sangha tyag. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said there are two kinds of asat sangha. Ek to istri sanghi or Krishna abhakta. Srimad Bhagavat Shravan. Everyday hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Dina kritya, pathya kritya, ekadashyati vivaran. Everyday what is the schedule? And pathya kritya, 15 din mein kya kar rahe? Every fortnight there should be your routine judged. Pakhya kritya and ekadashyati vivaran. So following or observation of Tithi is like Ekadashi. Masa Kritya, every month there should be some, consideration of devotional service. Masa Kritya. Janmashtamadi Vidhi Acharan. And following or celebrating the different celebrations like Janmashtami. Ekadashi, Janmashtami, Vamandadashi, Sri Ram Navami or Nishinga Chaturdashi. This is Mahaprabhu saying the main festivities you should observe. Eishabe Vidhya Tyag Abidhya Karan. So there are two kinds of tithis we can follow. Vidhya and Abidhya. That I don't know very much. Raghav can give you detail. What is Vidhya and what is Abidhya? Vidhya means the tithi started after sunrise. Or before some muhurta of sunrise. That we don't do. How many hours before of sunrise we follow? That is called Abidhya. Like last Ekadashi was Vamandadashi. But we fasted for Ekadashi. It was not Vidhya. It was Abidhya Ekadashi. But last two Ekadashis were Vidhya. That's we were doing Ekadashi on Dadashi. Ekadashi started 6:30 or 6, Raghav can tell you. So, he is saying, this Ekadashi, Janmashtami, Vamandadashi, Ram Navami and Nishinga Chaturdashi, Eishab, Vidhya Tyag. Vidhya nahi karne ka. Abidhya karan. Karan means should be done abidhya. Akarane dosh koile bhaktir labhan. If you don't do, what will happen? Bhaktir labhan habe koile or na koile dosh hoibe. If you don't do, then it will be dosh. It is not good for devotional service. But if we do, it is bhaktir labhan. Sarvatra praman dibe puran vachan shrimurti vishnu mandir karan lakhan. This vivid examples in all the scriptures. Samanya sadachar ar vaishnavachar kartavya kartavya smartha vyabohar. So there should be vichar of sadachar, the vaishnava etiquettes in samanya and gauna lakshan. Kartavya akartavya smartha vyabohar. One has to see what is kartavya and akartavya, but one should not be simply like smartha brahmanas. One has to judge. Prabhupada is doing Krishna Balavarti with Kurta. I should also do. Or somebody is criticizing. Or you should understand Prabhupada's position. You are not on the place of Prabhupada. You can do also Arti like with Kurta. So what is Kartavya Akartavya? We have to see that. So it's a long list of Mahaprabhu instructing Sanatan Goswami. And Sanatan Goswami wrote this Hari Bhakti Vilas. And now in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami quoting Hari Bhakti Vilas as some few shlokas. So I can just short recitation of this main shlokas he quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Guru Padasraya Tasmat Krishna Dikshati Shikshanam Vishramhena Guru Seva Sadhu Vartmanu Vartmanam. So Sanatana Goswami is saying that one has to first accept Guru Padasraya, accept the shelter of spiritual master, the living spiritual master. Not you just do your devotional service what given by Prabhupada and you follow Prabhupada, you don't have to take initiation. This is nonsense preaching. This is bogus preaching. Prabhupada cannot initiate you. And if you are not following what Shastra is saying, you are not following Prabhupada. You do what Prabhupada said. Then you can become Prabhupada Anuga. So Prabhupada said, you have to accept shelter of a living guru. And your devotional service starts with Guru Padashraya. If you are not taking shelter of Guru Padashraya, you are chanting 64 rounds is all bogus. Because you are not coming to the point, you have to take shelter. You cannot go to Vaikuntha or Golok by chanting 3 lakh mala. Mantra is everywhere. In Shastra, everywhere there is mantras. But how many are getting benefit of it? So, Guru Padashraya. Then, Tasmat, Krishna Dikshade Shikshanam. You don't have Guru, how he is going to tell you, you do this, you don't do that? You are not following the principles. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami is saying, Krishnanu Shilanam. Onu Shilanam, what is there? So we can do anushilan in two ways. Prabhriti mark, nibhriti mark. Dono anushilani hai. But he's saying, Krishnanu Shilanam. Anushilanam, then how? Krishna Prittarthe. Anukullena. Anushilan, I'm doing Krishna Anushilan, but it is not anukulya. There will be dosha. Mother Yashoda, she is feeding the breast to baby Krishna and milk is boiling off the pot in the kitchen and she is running to save the milk and here Krishna is angry, you know. He is just biting his lips, so angry. So Mother Yashoda saving milk is bhakti. Mother Yashoda's keeping down Krishna is bhakti. Mother Yashoda's brushing teeth is bhakti. Mother Yashoda's every activity she does is bhakti. But here Krishna is angry. So it is not priti purvakam. So if you say that only giving joy to Krishna is bhakti, then it is oti vyapti dosh ho jayega. Oti vyapti means some lakshan is being visible in other places also. Like we say, go shringityam. Jo pashu ka singh hai, horn hai, o gai hai. Aur bhais ka bhi singh hai. So, oti vyapti ho gaya. Go shringittam. If you say that those who are having horns, they are cow, they are cows. Gai ka lakshan kya hai? Unka singh hona chahiye. But hiran having singh, deer having singh, horn, and buffalo having horns. So it is oti vyapti dosh. And abhyapti dosh bhi hai udhar. Abhyapti means what you are saying, it is not found there. Like you say, Priti Purvakam is the Bhakti's lakshan, pure devotee's lakshan is Priti Purvakam, then Chanur Mushtik punching him, he is, you know, peaceful, he is getting pleasure, but their attention to